You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
'm Amelia with Sad and Lonely featuring Johnny. We've got some special guests in the studio. Kia ora, I'm Amelia.
Hello.
And kia ora to Imugi. How are you guys?
Kia ora. Yeah, we're good.
Come in, come into this microphone.
Hello.
Nice and close. Yes.
More dinner.
Hey, this is a very exciting chat that we're about to have because you've been collaborating sneakily behind the scenes. putting out an awesome remix of Amelia's track, Operator Please, which is from the album Wow. And I think the first thing we need to say this morning is congratulations to Amelia because you've...
congrats!
You have been shortlisted for the best independent live debut as part of the Tate Prizes.
I'm extremely overwhelmed.
Big morning.
Yeah, it's a big morning.
It's
hello. Welcome to my big morning.
That is like also not even the reason we have you up here. That's just an awesome thing that's happening. The reason we have you in the studio is because you are announcing a new album, which is a remix album, which is why we have got Amoogie in here as well. Tell us a little bit about this project, Amelia. How did it come to be?
I mean, basically, me and Zach, we're talking about how much we love, like, CD singles and 12 inches that had, like, you know, five remixes of the track.
Yeah.
And, like, oh, it's a shame that people don't put out CD singles anymore because you never get to hear all the remixes of like, pop songs.
Yeah.
And then we thought we could do a remix album of the Amelia album.
Which I think all BFM listeners will be very stoked to hear. That's got a lot of airplay up at this station, as have all Amoogie tracks pretty much that have ever been released. I think we've got an Amoogie song on the playlist right now, your track with Hans at the moment.
Yeah.
Tell us about how you approached remixing Operator Please, Yeri and Carl. How did that come about?
Well, it was really hard to choose which track because initially we actually messaged Amelia because we wanted her to remix one of our songs.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But she asked us to remix a song and she sent us the album, and it was really hard to choose a track because I love the album so much, and both of us did. And I think Operator Please, when we were listening to it, I just had the idea like to kind of speed it up and kind of flip it into this like two-step kind of rhythm, because I'd been kind of like obsessing over those rhythms in the past. And then, Yeri and I caught up and had like a little songwriting session.
We wanted to keep it really cute because still kind of in the world of the OG Operator Please.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
just imagining like it's like late at night, you're trying to get through and no one's picking up. But when we were writing it, we kind of wanted to have this kind of like carefree, like, I don't care, I'm going to keep my headphones on and do what I want and just make these cute little references to the world of like mixing and mastering and producing and the technicalities and stuff.
Yeah, and I think that's actually something that I really liked about this track as well, is knowing a bit about how you all make music. You are all really interested in that aspect of tune making as well, so it felt really nice and natural that that was a kind of an obvious component of this remix. Yeah. And there's more exciting things, Amelia, going on. What else is happening in the big bad world of the Amelia WoW sphere?
Oh, I mean, there's a gig.
A pretty big gig.
There's a big gig.
Huge gig.
I'm like trying to remember all of the things that are happening. Yeah, there's a big gig. Everyone who remixed a track on the album is playing at this gig,
which is huge.
Yeah. including Amoogie and some of the people. It was like two people did a remix together and then they're playing like separate sets. It's going to be very big.
Basically, you're hosting a festival.
I'm still trying to fix the timetable. It's a little festival at Whammy and Backroom.
And just to fill people in on who they might be able to see at this gig, I'm going to run through the track list.
Thank you, because I was trying to, I was like, okay, there's a...
there's so many people involved. Swoon is being remixed by Liam K. Swiggs, which I'm very excited about because I don't think I've ever seen Liam play, and he's been on the playlist a lot. He's been releasing the most crazy and amazing stuff via the Big Fresh Collective, so that's going to be very, very cool. Hotbitch.zip, which already featured Baby Zionov and Baby Girl, is getting an Alexa Casino remix.
Yep.
Very, very cool. Primavera is getting a Sitaxi remix as well. Also awesome. Obviously, Amoogie doing Operator Please. Sad and Lonely, which we played before featuring Ginny, is getting a Double Double X Trap Jaw Kelpie remix.
Yes.
That's huge. So are they going to be playing separate sets?
Yeah, they're playing separate sets.
Far out.
Oh my God. I just wish everyone could hear all these remixes right now, but I do have to, it's good for the promotional cycle that you don't.
Yeah, exactly. Just drip feed them to us. Keep
so
us wanting
good,
more.
Oh my God.
Bill is getting a Tay and Baby Girl remix, so that's another awesome double whammy combo there.
Yeah.
Dancing is getting the Jack Russell remix. I don't know Jack Russell. Whomst is Jack Russell?
I'm not sure if we're... I'm going to have to look into whether I'm allowed to say who Jack Russell is.
Okay,
there
secret.
There are some anonymous contributors.
I like to hear that. There is an anonymous set that we will watch this space for. The F in FM stands for flute, is being remixed by Eyeliner, the Eyeliner Wonderland mix.
I can't keep saying they're all extremely good.
This is extremely good. I'm so excited about this. I think it's going to be such a cool show.
Yeah, Eyeliner's going to have to video stream in.
Whoa.
Yes.
International.
It's going to be an international set from Eyeliner.
Did someone say 2021 in here? And there's also another fantastic Juni featured track, Give Me Space, that's getting the Big Fat Raro Mercy remix. That is so cool.
Yes.
And So Good is getting a Go Nuclear remix. Sorry, did you just go, who are all of the people I think are the coolest ever and just hit them up? And
That is literally, me and Zach were like, who rules? And we made a list and we're like, well, we're probably not going to get any of them, but we might get these people. And then everyone was like, yeah, totally. I still can't get over it.
It's a very exciting thing. Yeri and Carl, you often are like in and around the scene, just like supporting your friends and having your friends support you. And I mean, the tracks that you've got out at the moment are super awesome and kind of part of that world as well. Having Hans on that song is really nice. What, I guess, is like something you're excited for about 2021 in terms of like music making and like the scene, getting out there and playing some gigs? Yeri, do you want to take this one?
What are we excited about for music making in 2021?
Hard out.
Okay, nice. Got the question. If I search within. No, I'm really excited because we've just got a lot of songs and I'm excited to release them now in our own time and just finish things up and finally be like, look, we actually do things when we're not releasing, which is most of the time. And just playing more shows and doing more shows with friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the big gig coming up.
Exactly.
And, yeah, just living life and having fun. Live, laugh, love. I'm going to pass the mic to Carl.
How about you, Carl? What are you excited for?
I think I've kind of been like collecting music gear and like spending all my money on like synthesizers and stuff. Yeah, so I don't know. I've been trying to think of a way that we can include more like improvisation in our live sets and more jamming and stuff, and so just more hardware stuff. So yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to all the new songs that we're writing are much more, I don't know, guitar based, I guess. Yeri's been writing lots of stuff on guitar.
So, awesome.
Yeah, I'm kind of keen to like switch up the vibe a little bit and surprise listeners. So,
that's exciting. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Bring back emo. Yeah.
Bring back emo. I think 2021 is going to be the year that emo really does rear its head once again. And I'm here for it. I'm here for it in a big way. I think we should listen to this track now.
Yes.
This is the wonderful Amamelia remixed by the wonderful Amugi. It is Operator Please. This is a very exclusive first spin. Thank you all for coming in.
Oh, thank you.
A pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, just get it now. Hey, it's the
That is I'm Amelia, remixed by Amoogi, Operator Please, such a huge tune. If you want to hear the full remix album from I'm Amelia, wow, the 2021 remixes, it's out on the 30th of April via Sun Return. You can grab it through either I'm Amelia's Bandcamp page or Sun Return's Bandcamp page. You can get that single now, which I recommend you go and do. And on the 1st of May is when the big remix gig is going to be happening, basically a festival. It's going to be so awesome, so stick that in your calendar and get a ticket as soon as you can, because that's going to be huge. Thank you very much to Amelia and to Yuri and Carl, aka Amoogi, for coming in and having a chat to us this morning. It's always such a pleasure and a very exciting thing today.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.